safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What up, though? Yeah. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Got a couple announcements to make to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who's listening to the show, you feel me? First of all, I just want to give a shout-out to the people over at Time to Shine, Moo Legend them. They had a great event this past Thursday that I attended. It was pretty good, man. The 7-year anniversary for the Time to Shine concert series for independent artists. I'd like to say shouts out to everybody that I saw over there. You know what I mean? Shouts out to everybody at Street Talk. Shouts out to Static Park, Lois Lane, Fort Knox. Who else? Marcus Allen. You know what I mean? Lil Donald. You know what I mean? Who else? I saw a couple more people there. Of course, Rainchild. You know what I'm saying? Also, I gave out the award, the Grinder Award, to the homie Bigger Rankin. So, shouts out to him and Team Bigger Rankin, you feel me, over there and everything that they got going on. But it was a good event. If I miss your name, like right now, I'm just kind of going off the fly. You know what I'm saying? But anybody else who I seen over there, man, the homie Trey, the homie who's got the joint that everybody likes on the show, Homeboy's Couch, he was there. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen a lot of people, a lot of artists on their grind out there. And also just a couple people in the industry that's doing their thing and that's grinding. You feel me? So shouts out to everybody that I've seen. And again, big ups to Time to Shine and Moo Legend for 7 years of grinding hard in the entertainment industry. It is not easy. So I always like to salute that. All right. Next. Tonight, K1's Internet Radio, episode 361. Tonight's show, all right, production versus lyrics. Production versus lyrics, all right? This is going to be more of a talk segment. If I play some music, I may. Depends on what the phone lines are looking like. If we got people that's on the phone lines want to holler at us or want to talk or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If not, then I'll play some music. If we do, then we'll go ahead and take the calls and let the people speak their mind. The number to dial into the show, of course, 347-934-0966. Again, that's Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Maybe coming up on a schedule change here within the next month or so due to some other things that I got going on. You feel me? So I may have to shift the schedule, airtime, and days or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I'm going to do it, but some kind of way I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. We'll make sure, you know what I'm saying, everything is copacetic and everything is on the up and up. But we'll make sure we get everybody informed if there has to be a schedule change. And we'll let you guys know. But for right now, of course, Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site that you can stream us live. But if you can't listen to us during live hours, you don't have to go to Blog Talk Radio. You can always hit us up on our parent site, chainlessentertainment.com. C-H-A-I-N. L-E-S-S. It's like chainless, like no chains, like no censorship, like middle fingers up. Chainlessentertainment.com. Go to the parent site, man. Listen to some of our music, some of the mixtapes that we're on. It's great music, some videos, some interviews. You can read up about us, read about our grind, about our mission statement, some photos, some places that we've been and performing and stuff. And just go check out what we got going on at Chainless Entertainment, man. You feel me? Of course, K100 Radio is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. All right, so go ahead and check that out, man. Chainlessentertainment.com. And also subscribe to our free, yes, free podcast in the iTunes store, up under the podcast section. Doesn't cost you anything. A great way to stay abreast of our shows. A great way for you to, you know, stay caught up with the K100 radio segments. If you miss anything, all you got to do is plug up your iPhone or launch iTunes and then click sync, and it'll download the latest episodes for you straight to your hard drive or straight to your portable device. And you can take us on the go. Listen to us inside the gym. Listen to us in your car. Anything like that right there. You know, the replay. You can catch some of the great music that we have here. Of course, our Illa Kill segment and the Subway segment, very popular. Shouts out to the artists and all the music that we got in rotation and all the artists that send the music in to get reviewed on Illa Kill. Big ups to you guys. All right. So go read up about that. If you want to know more about Illa Kill, or you want to know more about the Subway, you want to know how you get your music on the show, send us information to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio at gmail.com. Send us an MP3, your music, and your info. And that's how, and we'll hit you back from there. All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. We're gonna go ahead and get this thing cracking, man. There's a couple things that was, before, you know, the phone lines ain't really popping sort of yet. There's people on the line, but no one's hitting the number one like they had to talk about this discussion. But I'm gonna get into the discussion. But let me just pause for a second. There's a couple things, you know, been really grinding my gears. One of the things that I've seen in the news today, at the time this airing, the big topic is Chad Ochocinco, or Chad Johnson, getting kicked off the Miami Dolphins for headbutting his chick. If he headbutted that chick. I got to say, Chad Johnson, sir, 5 weeks into a marriage and she's already cost you a couple $1 million. Might want to cut ties now, pimpin'. Just saying, homie. Might want to go ahead on and leave the housewife chick who always trying to fight everybody. You know what I'm saying? And got you cut from what may possibly be your last chance in the NFL. Maybe, maybe not. Somebody might pick him up. I'm just saying, homie. Just saying. You might want to reevaluate that situation and go ahead and cut ties while you can, pimp. A little controversy over Drake doing this Aaliyah project. I don't know why Timbaland isn't doing it. I don't know why R. Kelly isn't doing it. But whoever made that decision to not have them really heavily involved in the project, this is for you. Or Missy Elliott. How does a post-death Aaliyah album come out without those three people involved in the project? No disrespect to Drake, but another big announcement. I'm now a blogger over at ixhiphop.com. Just in case you didn't know that, if you're my friend on Twitter or Facebook, then by now you should know that. If you don't know that, then you don't even log onto your shit, or you're just not logging onto your shit because I've been blasting it out. Anyway, www.ixhiphop.com. I'm a blogger over there now. You know what I'm saying? So far, I'm just giving these guys the blogs that I've already, the great blogs and shows and stuff that we've already been doing here at K100 already anyway in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So right now, they just playing catch up over there at IX Hip Hop. But we're going to give them some new stuff. But right now, I'm on episode 361 here at K100 Radio. And so we're just giving them the blogs that we already been blogging about over here. And people are hitting me up like, wow, that's a great blog. I'm like, that show was like last year. But go check the show out and the blog. But shout out to those guys for picking me to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, contribute to their blog. Appreciate that. IXHipHop.com. www.IXHipHop.com. Go check that out, man. You'll see some posts from me on there. I only blogged twice so far. I'm probably going to blog later on tonight. I'm going to give them a little something more later on tonight. And if you're my Twitter friend or Facebook friend, then I'm going to flood your, you're going to see it again. So, whatever. But let's go ahead and get into the discussion. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Welcome again to K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzin, by the way. Yes, that's me. Follow us on Twitter. At K100_radio. That's the letter K, the number 100_radio. And you can follow me on Twitter, at Blizzin. At BLIZM, at Blizzin. All right? Hit me up on either one. I always follow back. I hate a Twitter snob. Fuck a Twitter snob. And let me just be, let me just say one thing before I go ahead and get it. Let me just say one more thing. Pay attention. Look, man. Don't be tweeting me your shit, talking about retweet your shit, and you ain't even following me, Sean. It's not going to happen, bro. Chick. I don't care how fine you is. I don't give a fuck what your AVI look like. I don't give a fuck if you got 100 million followers. Do not tweet me some shit. And then you ain't even following me. I'm not retweeting it. It's never going to happen if you can't follow back. Don't let me be following you. And then you tweet me to retweet some shit. And then I look and I see you ain't following me. Not only am I not retweeting that shit, but I'm finna unfollow your ass. Twitter etiquette. There's rules to this shit. I'm finna retweet your shit and you ain't even follow me back, which means everything I say you don't even see. And I'm finna just expose you to the whole K100 nation. Fuck out of here. Anyway, episode 361. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. BlogTalkRadio.com/K100Radio. So, here we are. The blog entry for the show. Now, there are, for the most part, two things that make a song, right? I want you guys to pay attention, all right? Two things. The music and the words to the music. That's pretty much the two parts of the song. You got the people, you got the beat, and you got the words to the beat. All right? For the most part, that's just the two parts of the song. All right? Now, some will argue that both of these elements need to be great in order to make a great song. Before I go any further, that shit is so not true for hip-hop. Seriously, pathetically not true for hip-hop. We've been proving time and time again that you don't need good words to go to make a quote-unquote hit record in hip-hop. Sad but true. But anyway, I digress. We're back on point. What we know about us as humans is that we communicated by sound long before we had a written language, right? Music was first, right? Just the beat. Before we could even communicate words to each other, we had beats. We had the beat. We know that about us as humans, right? Before we can even have a dialogue, we was beating drums to communicate back and forth with sound. You feel what I'm saying? All right. Music was first, just the beat, you know, before it became a complete song. Now, I guess when you think about it, you can have a number one hit record with okay words and a great beat. You know what I'm saying? Then again, some profitable forms of music are like jingles, it's all about the words. In the industry, producers and beat makers can command more for their skills and time than artists who write material. In most cases, but not all the time. Of course, you can have very gifted writers like an R. Kelly, who makes a lot of money from his pen, right? People who just write, and they write great words. They write great words. I'll get into that a little bit more, but they write great words, and that's important. And that's, if you can find that niche and, you know, get a big enough name, you can actually get more money than a producer for just the words. You feel me? All right? There are a lot of hip-hop artists who arguably have a career because of the great production they have, right? We know it's a lot of artists that a lot of people, some people are going to be on this side of the argument and people are going to be on that side, but there are a lot of artists who I personally feel are only hot because people like the beat. It's been a couple of number one songs that I feel like people only like because of the beat. Because really the words were just beyond questionable, all right? Sometimes the beat doesn't do the words justice. Sometimes, all right? It happens like that. Now, which one is more important can be debated over and over and over again, because some people don't listen to artists that they feel have whack wordplay and vice versa. I guess if you looked at the list of top songs over the years, you would find more with a better beat than lyrics, which I say that to say, if you look at the top number one songs over the past couple of years, you feel what I'm saying? Then you'll notice that probably most of them had great beats. And some of them might have had some whack ass words, some shit people wasn't just like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I'm just willing to guess. I'm gonna Google, matter of fact, I'll just Google top 100 songs of 2012 so far. And we'll analyze those and say, okay, which one of these are these songs great because they got great beats, or are these songs great because they got great words? What person is saying on the song? All right. Now, when you consider that jazz and house music sometimes don't have, they don't even have any words, I guess you could say the beat is the master. The beat is more important because you got genres of music that's all words. But then again, you have poetry. Poetry is pretty much all. You got jazz and house that's all music, but then you got stuff like poetry and spoken word that's all words, no beat. I want to have this show because you have so many people who just feel like the beat is everything. The beat is supreme. If you ain't got this is why. Like right now, you can't. You got sites that you got people like on site selling beats. But you don't have a site where people are just selling words. You feel what I'm saying? You don't have that. You know what I mean? You don't have that. So, I just want to make sure that people understand that words, the words to a song, and this is not because I'm an artist, because A, I'm an artist and a producer. All right, I do both. So it's not that I'm trying to slight any producers or anything like that. But I just feel like in the game, people give more credence to the production. And I think it should be equal. This is why artists pay to get on, open mics and stuff. But then again, if you're a producer, you pay to get in a beat battle also. But you got producers who can open up a website and they can charge, $300, $400, $40, $15, whatever for a track. And you expected to pay something for a track. Whereas an artist can open up a site and say, well, I got these words, I got these bars, I'm going to charge you. You'll never see a site where people are just charging you for the lyrics to songs that's not even recorded yet. People are going to be like, I'm just supposed to pay you for words or poetry or something. And people are going to be like, what? But really, I think they are both equally as important. All right, and that's basically what I want to discuss on the show. All right, now again, I'll Google top songs of 2012 only because it'd be too much to go in and beyond. I don't really want to just say 2012 because this, especially when it comes to hip hop, because just the past couple of years in hip hop, I don't know. Anyway, which one of the elements of the song do you find yourself saying over and over again in your head? Is it the beat? Do you find yourself walking around humming the beat more, or do you find yourself walking around chanting the hook in your head more? You feel what I'm saying? Which one really makes you connect with an artist the most? When you're listening to a song, you know what I'm saying? And if it's Tupac, if it's whoever it is that you really like or whatever, I'm just naming artists, great artists. Is the beat, if your favorite rapper is Tupac or Biggie or whoever, what's really moving your soul? Is it the beat or what Biggie or Pac is saying? You know what I mean? What's really making you be like, yo, that shit goes so hard? Is it the beat or is it the words? Or is it simply the combination of the two? And if it is the combination of the two, then you can't say that one is more important than the other. Thus, both of these skill sets should be equally compensated. But we see time and time again in the industry that it's not that way. It's pretty much status quo that a producer is going to make more money than a writer. Pretty much. Now, when it comes down to, for the people who may not know shit about the music industry, who may be listening to the show, it does. When you break down like publishing, like publishing is how people get paid in the industry, okay? ASCAP, BMI, stuff like that. It's just, if you know what I'm talking about, you know. If you don't, it's too much to go into. But basically, publishing is how people get paid. So we break down a publishing sheet, and when you go to ASCAP or whatever, they asking you, what percentage of it is the composer, and which one is, writer, author, producer, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And most people are going to try to split that down the middle, but then again, you have some super producers and producers who will take a large chunk of it because they feel, and the industry has made them feel, and people often make them feel, even artists themselves make them feel like they worked harder. When I don't know about that. See, I can. The reason why I feel like I can have this discussion in this open forum is because I feel like I know exactly what it's like to make a beat, and I know exactly what it's like to write a song. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So this is the thing with the producer. Once the producer makes the track, his work is done. It's over. But when it comes to getting shows and all this, the artist has to go out and execute the words over and over again, over and over again, every show, over and over again. But all they doing at the show is just hitting play with the beat. The beat is not being created on the fly every time. It's not like a band. You feel what I'm saying? See, if this was a band, if you're talking about a band, I can understand, because a band has to play this shit live. Technically, all bands don't, but you're playing this shit live, and the drummer's drumming live, and the keyboardist is playing the keys on point live or whatever, you know, a live show. But for hip-hop, most of the time, that's not really going down, especially if it's just a track. Now, sometimes you got R&B. R&B, this is different, because sometimes R&B artists, when they perform, they have live bands and live sets. You understand what I'm saying? So it makes sense that you can say, okay, well, I'm going to pay this person more for the production or whatever, because when they're performing it live, maybe in R&B, they're going to have someone playing it live at the same time. Maybe, bro. It's a big maybe. But for the most part with hip-hop, motherfuckers is playing that shit off the damn CD or DAT or whatever the fuck they got going on. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. So the producer's work is done. But the artist who wrote the words has to repeat these words every time he's doing the show. So which one is more important? Which one actually requires the most effort and work? The wordplay or the beat? Once the beat is done, you're done. But we always want to give more props to a producer than a composer, you know, I won't say composer, that's too much to even confuse. Producer or beat maker. All right. 281-250, what's popping? Who's this?
Nolan Jones, y'all.
What's happening, homie? What up, though?
Man, I just sometimes I be on the internet, sometimes I don't. But I just saw email, because I'm subscribed to your show, and it was a real tasty subject. So I said I definitely got to put my two cents in. So let me know what the questions is, what the issue is at hand, so I can say how I feel about it and see if you agree or if you disagree with me.
Okay, episode 361. All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Don't be shy. You got people on the phone line, but no one's. You're the first person. I came straight to you because there's people on the line, but you're the first one to raise your hand. I think they just listening to me.
You want to know something, though, man? In the past, I've been on your show a lot, uh-huh. And I don't know if this is true, but once, and I'm not going to say once I start talking, but I'm going to say once somebody breaks the ice, usually people start pushing one.
Yeah, that's what it is. Well, tonight you're going to be the icebreaker, because we're talking about production versus lyrics. All right, now, first of all, I don't have any set questions, but this is it. First of all, I would ask you, though, which one of these do you feel, not you personally, but which one of these do you feel the industry and people in general put more importance on? Which one do you feel like people think is more important in a song?
I think in 2012... people put more emphasis and more importance on the production.
Okay, now
I'm basing that off of the clubs that I go to.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? I'm basing that, and this is not even, but even older people, like, you can be cursing in your song, but if you got an old school funk beat, they like the song. Like,
right.
I've heard many people in my grandmother's camp, and when I say camp, I mean, you know, just her age group, say stuff like, yeah, I like that beat. I don't really like what she's talking about, but that beat remind me of some Frankie Beverly Mays. You know,
right. That's
the type of stuff that they say. Now, at the same time, I'm not going to keep going, but at the same time, people who are older like to listen more to what you're saying.
Well,
But, you know, with these Soulja Boy, 2 Chainz, with all them kind of cats, and I mean, that's like 90% of the people who are really relevant right now. It's I'm gonna say it's the production and it's the hook. But the look is based off the production. Like, if you got a certain type of production, you're going to make a certain type of hook. So I think that the younger generation, which is mainly the generation that's blowing the artists up, care more about beats.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I feel that way, okay. Now, what about you personally? What about you personally?
I mean, I'm be honest with you. When I first started doing music, I was like a Nas type of a rapper. I sounded like Juvenile mixed with Zero, mixed with Twista, but I was talking about stuff that Nas was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And when I say I sounded like Juvenile, I just mean like the way that my words sounded, like my slang and my accent and my dialect. That's when I was a child. Because, you know, that's all I was exposed to was New Orleans music and Juvenile and BG and Turk and Fiend and all that type of stuff. But but I really rap like Nas, like with my subject matter. So for me, lyrics was everything. I didn't even give a fuck what kind of beat I was rapping. It didn't even matter to me.
Uh-huh.
I prided myself in being deep and conscious artist, you know, and talking about something that made sense.
Uh-huh.
Now, as I got about, I say, 24, 25, I started noticing that all my deep mental songs were not really getting paid attention to.
Right.
And somebody told me, man, you got to make music that catch their attention. And once you catch their attention, you hit them back with this deep music. Because after that, you got their attention. They're going to listen to everything that you got to say.
And that's basically the formula for hip-hop. Everybody, some people just are incapable. Some people are incapable of making that kind of deep music, whatever, and they just living off just whatever catches their attention, whatever. And sometimes I feel like a lot of artists, I tell you people, like, that there are a couple of artists that are at the top. Like, you have people like Jay-Z and stuff. Those guys that at the upper echelon, Jay-Z is known to make a simple-ass money, 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 I'm rich, I'm balling-ass song. But really, when you hear the whole project, he's talking about a thousand different things. You know what I'm saying? That's deeper. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he's the artist that you can use that example for. He does that all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's just a name I threw out there. But when you see people walking around, like when you see people walking around and they humming, are they? You see, okay, put it this way: what make a person feel a song more, the beat or the words? Feel a song.
If it's me, I'm just gonna be honest with you.
Uh huh.
When I'm thinking in club promoter mode, and it's all about the beat. But see, that's not me though. That's
right.
Just, okay, I want to book this artist because it's going to make me some money, Mo. But when it's just personally Jamal listening to music, I want to hear the lyrics. I want to know what the person has to say.
Right.
Now, at the same time, I tell anybody, don't get no whack-ass beat.
Right.
You know, now, that don't mean you got to have a 2 Chainz track. I don't consider 2 Chainz a good beat or a bad beat. You know, I don't consider that style of beat the best beat. But what I'm trying to say, if you're going to make a deep song, then get a deep beat. Get you a dark-sounding beat, an emotional-sounding beat, a sad-sounding beat, a happy... Whatever your song is about, the beat should match it. For example, with the song that you just dropped, it's getting a lot of attention. No, that is not a beat that you would hear 2 Chainz on. No, that is not a beat that you would hear Soulja Boy on. No, that is not a beat that you would hear any of them guys on. But I'm going to tell you what I like about the beat. The beat matches the flow. The flow matches the beat.
So it all should just match at the end of the day, is what you're saying. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter as long as it matches, is what you're saying, basically.
Yeah, because you can get a Dr. Dre beat, you can get a Manny Fresh beat, you can get a DJ Premier beat, you can go get an Ant Banks beat from out there in Oakland, you can go get an MGZ beat from Duval, that's the number one producer in Jacksonville, Florida. You can go get you a beat from DJ Frost in Houston, one of the number one. You can go get a Big E beat from Dallas. You can go get a Mouse on a Track beat from Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that your project is going to be tight to me.
Right.
Nigga, you can sound like shit on them million-dollar beats. But to answer your question, I think people more worry about the beat and the hook. So hook is lyrics. I mean, that has something to do with lyrics. But I think that most people nowadays, and you know, people going, you know, everybody going to call in and say, nah, that guy's wrong. But that's bullshit. Because if I was wrong, then, and I'm not knocking 2 Chainz. I'm not knocking these guys. But 2
right.
Chainz would not be number one. And now, I understand that Eminem is number one. But if he was black, he wouldn't be number one. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole
right.
other issue. That's a whole other story. He is like the only artist to me. He one of the few, I can say the only, he one of the few artists that has excelled off of lyricism.
Right, right.
And some people might try to bring up J. Cole, but he's not getting Eminem money.
But Nas is coming back with a fury right now. Everybody's feeling it. Even, you know what? I'm going to give you a good example of an artist.
But guess
artist
what? Guess
coming
what?
Back with a fury.
Hold
and
on, hold on. Hold on. I don't even know what you're finna say, but if Nas didn't have that whole career in his past, do you think that they would feel him? I don't think so.
No,
I love Nas' music.
Yeah, it was all based on his lyrics, though. His whole career.
Right, right. But listen, follow what I'm saying. If he was a 22-year-old rapping the same exact way and we never heard of him before, do you think that everybody would be going crazy?
No. I mean,
so,
you know.
So once again, it's the fans. They're not celebrating his lyrics. I mean, Nas has been lyrical. He's been tight. He's been that dude. Like, Nas was my favorite rapper for most of my life. And I'm not knocking what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that he might be killing the tracks with the lyricism, but that's not the only reason why he's gonna come back with the fury. They're gonna come back because people remember him as the dude who beat Jay-Z in a rap battle, and that's not my opinion. I'm just saying what a lot of people say. They're gonna remember him as a dude who had a scandalous marriage with Khalees, who had baby mama drama issues. In court, they gonna remember him as the dude that was in Bentley. That's where his fame is gonna come from, and also the fact that he used to be one of the most lyrical guys in the mainstream. But the fact that he's coming out with new lyrical stuff, I don't think that's the reason why they're on him.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he was a 22-year-old first time up spitting the same shit or even better, I think he would get pushed to the side by 2 Chainz music, by whoever.
Right,
you know,
now, you think.
Yeah, I mean, that's just how I feel. Like, if I was to come to Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Seattle, Oakland, Los Angeles, and I carbon copied his lyrics and his sound and his voice coming out right now, and these guys never heard of me, I don't think they would deal with me the same way. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying it's not the same.
Because I feel what you're
saying. People like Cashin' Out can come out for the first time and be literally saying nothing.
And make it.
Nas built that fan base.
So
I'm not saying Cashin' Out didn't build his fan. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying, people in Houston heard that song. They didn't know who the fuck he was. They didn't know if he was popular or not. They loved it because it was catchy and because it was a riddle and because it was simple.
What was catchy? The hook or the what was catchy?
It was the beat.
I don't know about that.
Listen. You don't like it, but these 12-year-olds love it. Listen, you gotta think on it. You gotta think about it on their level. Don't think about it from your level.
I think they like Rod Brown smoking on Keisha. Blah, 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 blah. I think they like the hook, which is part of the lyrics more than the beat. The hook is the lyrics. I think the hook.
Listen, I know people who do pills in the club. They can't even tell you the words, but they be grooving to the beat. I know niggas who got serious systems in their car, and you can't even hear the words. They love that beat. I'm trying to tell you, and I'm not just making this up. Now when I heard it, I listen to the whole thing because I'm an artist and because I'm thorough. I listen to everything.
Right.
I listen to every little sound because I also make beats. I play instruments. But I'm telling you, these guys they love the hook and they like the beat. The beat make the girls dance. The hook make niggas want to repeat the shit over and over and over. And now, once again, the hook is the lyrics, but to me, the hook is based off the beat. You can't get on that same cashing out beat and say, I'm atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. You can't spit that Wu-Tang verse on that beat and think that, you know, you're going to win. Because you're not going to win. You're going to sound completely like an idiot. Now, that basically proves your point that lyrics are very important.
So
lyrics is important. It has to match.
Are lyrics underrated in the game then? 732, here I come. 732-486, I'm coming to you right
definitely,
now.
I definitely think that some lyrics are completely overrated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want me to answer this, how I want to answer it, it's going to take longer than 10 seconds. It's going to take about a minute.
All right, let me get 732, then I'm going to come back to you then. Stand by.
Hold on, Blizzard.
Go ahead.
I got to go cook. I'm going to be quick with it.
Okay.
I think your lyrics are underrated.
Yes.
Because you're actually talking about something. But I think if a person just come up and start talking about the triangular equation, then people say that he's lyrical. The niggas don't even know what the fuck they talking about, some of them. They
right.
just use big words. And when I say big words, I mean bigger than fuck you, bitch, hoe, motherfucker, shit, you ain't nothing. I'm going to pull the chop out. If you use more than them kind of words, people overrate that at times. But honestly, to me, lyrics are extremely underrated. Because if you are lyrical, it's like they just push you to the side. Like, I've even heard swag rappers give a lyrical dude props. But they only do it behind closed doors. They won't like when they all up at an open mic, they won't say, man, Blizzard, you killed that shit. But when they see you outside, they will say it. That right there proves that they're underrated because you don't even feel good saying that the guy went off. You have
right.
to go outside and tell him. And I see it happen at every open mic. I feel him at 3 open mics a week. And I see it. I see some hip hop dude come up there and murder it. And nobody can give him props. It's like a crime to give a lyrical dude props. But little motherfucker come up there talking about put your left leg in, put your left leg out, put your all that bullshit. Man, that's gonna everybody gonna want to collab with him. Cause see, after every show, I have a network in 30 minutes of network.
Uh-huh.
I never see like every now and then you might get a 45-year-old rapper who wants to collab with the hip hop dude.
Right.
But 95% of the club they want to collab with put your left leg in, put your left leg out, or bang 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 bang. That's what they want to collab with. They don't want to collab with Heartless featuring
right.
Black Dre.
Right.
They might give you respect. Oh man, you like a real nigga, man. Blood, cuz, GD, folk, whatever game they claiming. But when it come down to the promoters talking to you, the DJs talking to you, the females talking to you, the dick riding niggas, it's all about put your left leg in, put your left leg in. It has nothing to do. And you know, you can kind of get away from that if you go to just the type of open mic. But I swear to God, 95% of them in every city I've been to are like
that. Wow. Right, stand by. Let me see what 732 got to say. Shout out to the homie Nuna Jr. for calling in to the show, man. Y'all fuck with the homie the long way. He have people in Houston fuck with him the long way, man. You know what I'm saying? He's got me some real exposure out there in Houston. So shout out to him for calling in to the show, man. I appreciate that. Let me see what 732-486 got to say about it. 732-486,
hey,
what's
good? This Blizz?
Yeah, this Blizz. What's happening?
What's happening, man? First of all, thank you for tuning into the show earlier. I'm Sky with the Politrick Show. Appreciate you tuning in. We had a little technical difficulty, but I saw you in the chat room, so I just wanted to say thank you for that. In response to the dialogue, where I start this second? I know I don't want to take as much time as he took. My whole thing is with this lyrics versus this snap music or whatever you want to call it, is you have to present your music in a way that the people want it. You could be the most lyrical person in the world and don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You could be a dude that's talking that ABC stuff but make all the sense in the world. So when you just saying, oh, well, they don't sweat the lyrical dudes anymore, it's all about this. Yeah, I guess you could say that in some ways or whatever. But you can't get mad at what the public is wanting. Like I'll give you a perfect example. When 50 came in the game, before he like blew up the second time, not when he did that How to Rob shit the first time, when he came out with Wangsta and all that kind of stuff. You remember all the music that was playing before that, Blizz? The Excuse Me Miss, that Fabulous Can't Let You Go, all the girly songs. And remember, he came in and he DMX'd the game. He brought back the hard. It was like a total culture shock. Artists scared to do that these days. You know, they just kind of go with the trends. You know, they might go a little bit off of it because they don't want to be called a biter or whatever, but they kind of stay in that lane, and that's it. It's nobody that's saying, yo, this is my style, this is my music, I'm dropping this because it's me, and I'm going to make people come to me. And until we get back to that, it don't matter if you're a lyrical rapper or if you're an ABC sing-songy rapper. If you not doing you, it don't matter about production. It don't matter about lyrics. It don't matter about what studio you go to.
So let me ask you this: do you think that people, not you, and we're gonna, I'm gonna ask you two separate questions. It's two questions.
Okay.
Now, first question is: do you think that people in general, the consumers, you can say the consumers, the industry people, or whoever you want to name, but not yourself, when you look, you're on the outside looking at people's reaction and whatever else, do you think people give more credence, props, and respect to the beat and the producer more than the person, whether it be the artist, or if he wrote it themselves, or the ghostwriter, whatever? Do you just feel in general that people are gravitated more to the beat? Now, I asked you that, and before you answer the question, I said this earlier. When you think about when someone says, if I ask you, who's your favorite artist? And you say, Biggie, Pop, whatever, pick whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? Whoever. When I ask you that person, when I say that, it's a 90% chance that you can quote me the words. If that's your favorite artist, they sucked you into their career. You love them because you feel their words. Whether it be a simple word or a complex word, you feel them because of the words. So I'm asking you, which one do you think people really, really connect with?
People really connect with the beat and the production. I heard your man on here earlier, and he said, well, you know, it could be the hottest beat and it's the lyrics. And I'm like, that might make it not a good song, but if you got tight production and a hot beat, man, you could tap dance on that song, and it'll probably sell a few units. That's just, man. If you got a hot beat and it's mixed right and it's mastered right, man, that's the way of the business, man. I see it. Like you, just like you said, what would I see? Now for me, you know, just like you said, I could quote people, like even new rappers that I like, because that's what pulls me in, you know. But overall, it's beats, man. You know, I catch myself
around,
like bobbing my head to a song that I really don't like.
Everybody does that. But let me ask you this: if somebody say they say song, don't they know the fucking hook to that fucking song?
Yes, they know the hook. They know the ad libs. They know all of that. If it's really their song, though.
But the hook is what? A lyric, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. So if the hook is a lyric, and everybody, I don't. This is my okay. This because everybody. I feel like everybody's trying to side with the way of the production of the beat. But I'm like, do you watch people? I watch people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here saying, I'm looking at myself and I'm looking at people, and I'm hearing them say, I love this rapper, I love this song, blah blah blah. And the first thing they say, they always pop off and they say the hook. They start singing the hook. You feel me? And if it's an MC, their favorite MC, they know all the words. And they think, when you say I feel Tupac, nigga, why about nigga? If you say I feel Jeezy, why I feel Gucci Mane? You won't feel them because of what they saying. It's trap or die, nigga. But you felt Trap or Die, nigga, which was a lyric.
Yeah.
You love that beat, nigga. You felt Trap or Die, nigga. You understand what I'm
saying? Yeah, I got you.
I feel like people are automatically just, by default, saying the beat, it's the beat, because that's what they see people dance to, and they know that's why DJ like plays a record. But at the end of the day, when you watch people, when you really watch people, I don't feel that way. I feel if you really watch people and watch what they really love about a record, when they really love a record, they gonna like that motherfucking hook. That's the first thing. You know what I'm saying? That's their favorite part of the song. Whether they can love the beat, but the beat, they would have never even paid attention to the beat long enough if that hook hadn't pulled them in. And the hook is the lyric. You feel what I'm saying?
No, so I agree with you, and you are 100% right. But at the same time, like you being the person that you are and have the experience that you have, you can differentiate that. But the general public, unless it's a complicated hook, if it's just a snappy kind of hook, like, even though you're right, they don't assume that with the rest of the song. Even if the same person wrote the hook that wrote the lyrics, they won't say the lyrics.
That's why I specifically asked you, and that's why I'm specifically asking everybody. I'm asking you, when you looking at people, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know what I personally look. You gotta have wordplay in a song, or I'm like, fuck your song. I'm gonna fuck that beat, nigga. You ain't finna suck me in beat, nigga. It's not happening. Not me. That's personally, but what I'm saying is, like earlier when me and my homie was talking about Cash Out. Okay, people may say. The best thing about Cash Out is the beat, but I disagree. I think the fucking thing about Cash Out is ride around smoking on Keisha. That's not about that, my man. I know I can. I smoking on Keisha. That is the fucking part of the song that every fucking you can.
Even up here, like, that shit is everywhere, yo.
Might not recognize the beat, but when you say ride around smoking on Keisha, that's a lyric. Yep. They love the lyric. They love the fucking hook, and that's a lyric. That's why it's. Feel me? So I think people are automatically saying, oh, yeah, it's got to be the beat. It's got to be. Fuck that. No, I don't necessarily think that, because if you got the motherfucking monster hook, that fucking hook is 10 times more important than that beat. When you integrate things, when you sit back and really think about how people listen to and what people really just feel, you understand what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
I got you, Blue.
But I understand that general consensus thinks that, because in the club, people put, and this is another thing I hate about hip-hop. Hip hop, bro. We're the only genre that has to really deal with it. With hip hop, is so jointly tied in with what happens in the club. You know, that's the only genre that gets touched by that outside thing, outside of just the car and the. We got to the car and everything, but the club has so much power in hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Records are broken, quote unquote broken in the club. So when you start talking about the club, and that's why these DJs have so much power, because they're controlling the clubs and everything. And, you know, some of them, they don't control the airwaves. The program director control the fucking airwaves. You know what I'm saying? So their power is the club. You know what I'm saying? So you know, you got to have a good beat at the club, because the club is for dancing. You feel me? You're supposed to be singing in the club. If the DJ doesn't have the dance floor packed, nigga, he's fired.
Yep.
So since hip hop is so tightly drawn and connected with the club, people like to say that if your beat ain't popping, then your shit is got to be the beat, because that's because you are automatically tying a track to the club when you talk about hip hop, and it annoys the fucking shit out of me. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I'm saying about this genre. You know, I can't even explain and express how much fucking that annoys the fuck out of me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you got. How much time do you spend in the club, nigga? You know what I'm saying? If you over 25, I guarantee you spend more time in your car than you do in your club. Doing the club every fucking day or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm more prone to say, and of course, since I do internet radio, and when I play my, we listen to K100 Subway, so you just saying, people say, man, bomb shit. It's because you think, club, nigga, I play what sounds good when you ride, and I play what sounds good on your headphones. And you ain't got to dance to this. You listening. You feel me at this point? So I feel like the reason why people automatically want to say, man, beat, whatever, because hip-hop is so fucking connected to hip with the goddamn club that it's by default people say that. But then again, I give you Cash Out. I don't care what nobody say. I bet you more people are familiar with the Ride Around Smoking on Keisha than they are with the actual track.
Yeah.
With that fucking hook, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is the lyric. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's all.
Okay. you know.
Nah, I feel what you're saying totally. But just like you said, like, we have a genre that is totally predicated, like, it ain't totally predicated, but the quickest way to get noticed is to get that club banger, to get those, if you get those DJs, because if one like it, he going to pass it around, because usually DJs are associated. So
right.
If you get that song that one DJ spin in the club go crazy, you already know 100 other DJs going to have that.
Right.
And because of that, that's what a lot of artists, you know, work for. Like, obviously, you see a different vision and a different hustle, i.e. your career, the internet radio, the blogs. And, yo, congratulations on all your moves, fam. I see you. But, yo, you see a different vision. But a lot of artists, they'll say, yo, I want this and I'll do anything for it. And all they waiting for is that chance meeting with Rick Ross. That they want to run into Baby somewhere and rap for him. You know, hopefully run into Kanye or Kanye's man or the man next to Kanye's man or next to Kanye's man. Everybody want that microwave stuff. And for the microwave success to jump in, it's got to be through the club, you know, through that quick thing. Lyrics, that take a long time to come around, you know, because
right.
I don't want to diss the hip-hop audience, but it's more party people than there are conscious people.
All right, but then you have here I come, 713, here I come, then 269. But then you'll have, I give you Mr. Kanye West.
Okay.
I give you Kanye West. I give you a person who's a producer slash artist whose lyrics are completely, utterly under fucking rated. It's not even funny. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy how Kanye is underrated as a lyricist. You know what
I'm
saying?
I will be your attorney with that argument. So we there on that Kanye.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And I give you the fact that his first breakout single, which made him pop off, was The Wire. A song
mm-hmm.
that, lyrically, he was saying a whole bunch of shit. And the hook, even though what you loved about it was, whoa, through the wire, which was a sample, but it was still a fucking lyric. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I can show you time
mm-hmm.
and time and again where people would argue me down that it was the beat that made that song, and I'd be like, but goddamn if it wasn't the hook. And the hook is the lyric. And this is why I be trying to go back and forth with a lot of people about. That's why I did this show, because people are just saying, they just automatically saying, nigga, it's got to be the beat. I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you say. It's what a nigga say on that beat that's what's going to make that beat. Period, point blank. That's just how I feel. And it's not because I'm an artist, because I'm a producer also. So I know how long it takes to make a beat, and I know how long it takes to write a song. You know what
Indeed.
I mean? Both of them
Indeed.
Take a long time if you're doing a tight one. You know what I'm saying? Both
Indeed.
Of them take a long time. So it doesn't matter. You can't tell me, because I do them both. And so since I do them both, I know how long it takes to do one, I know how long it takes to do the other one. Right? So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just because you got so many artists who getting away with whack lyrics over good beats that it makes you seem like that's the beat is more important. But not really. When you think about the best, when you go back and you just Google the top songs of 2000 or whatever, and you look, you're going to say, yeah, but them hook that hook, it really was that hook that made them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just do it. I'm telling you.
I got you. You gave me a homework assignment. I'm on it.
Watch it. Just watch it. All right, stand by. Let me get this call right. Don't hang up. All right,
man.
All right, and I was trying to call the show and everything earlier today, but like I said, it was some technical problems, so, you know, I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, converse on the show or whatever. I seen some technical issues, so I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll try again another time. You feel me?
Yeah, and it's all good, man. We're going to keep supporting each other, man, and keep pushing this thing forward. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Stand by. All right, 713-412, what's popping? Who's this?
What's up, Blizz, man? You know who this is. Four Lines F, AGZ, AKA, you know who it is.
What's going on, homie?
Chilling, man. It's been a while since I've been on the show, man, but it's an interesting topic, and I had to jump on it.
Well, welcome to the show, first of all. And let's get it. Episode 361, production versus lyrics. Okay, you heard what I've been saying, and you've been on the phone for a minute, so you heard the other callers and everything. What's your take on
right,
it? What,
right.
do you, what do you feel? Go ahead.
I think it's a mixture of both, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming from an artist standpoint, you know what I'm saying? We both share the same common interests. But I think it's a merger of the hooks and the beats. I think it's a production and a hook thing. You know what I'm saying? Hooks and beats is what's hot right now. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be that hook that's going to make you, you know what I'm saying? It's going to feel the song. I don't care what the person says after the hook, as long as it's a catchy hook, it's going to fly. And the beat has to be on point with the hook. So I think it's the merger of both, you know what I'm saying, the production and the hook. You know what I'm saying? Hooks and beats is what's hot right now.
So you would have to say they're equally important, because if you're saying the hook and the beat is important, then you can't, then that's a lyric.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, hooks and lyrics. You know what I'm saying, lyrics and beats. You know what I'm saying, that's it.
Okay,
you know, with the production, a person that's producing your track, it's kind of like, say, for instance, Kanye, and it's like, you checked out Kanye Theraflu, right?
Yeah.
You heard that? Okay,
yeah.
Kanye Theraflu, the whole hook, you know what I'm saying? It goes back for the old Mace thing, you know, can a young nigga get money anymore? Tell Peter my mink is dragging to the floor, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if he was saying it on the trash-ass beat, or he said he was doing it on a mediocre beat, but you know Kanye going to make hot beats regardless, it's still going to push because, you know what I'm saying, they all coexist. You know what I'm saying? Once you hear that and you hear the beat together, what Kanye say after that to the average person, which is like you say the club venue or the club junior or the party people, it don't matter what you say after that. All they know is the hook and the beat. The beat going to make them move. The beat going to make them vibe. It's real fresh to the chorus. You know what I'm saying? And they just, that's what they're going to ride to. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you can ask anybody. You can ask anybody.
So okay, let's take another Kanye record. We just going to pick on Kanye tonight, but I'm going to move off of him. Lamborghini Mercy, right? It's a chopped up sample hook, you feel me? But when that dropped in the club, you feel me? This is what I see when I be out. And I go out quite a lot, I go out and I'm networking or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Most of the time, I rarely go out just to party, you know what I'm saying? I do, but it's rare in between. But I'm always in the club, you know what I'm saying? And I'm always working. When I'm in the club, I'm mostly networking, and I'm at somebody's event that I've been invited to. But like Lamborghini Mercy comes on, right? Now, I'm in Atlanta. So they don't play Lamborghini Mercy because 2 Chainz on the song, period. 2 Chainz on it, they playing in Atlanta. I don't give a fuck what it is. What? You know what I'm saying? They're playing that song because Chainz on it. You feel what I'm saying? So Lamborghini Mercy drops in the club. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes on, everybody be bopping. You know what I'm saying? They be like, yeah, yeah. But everybody turn. In Atlanta, it's called turn up. Everybody turn up, shouty. Okay? Everybody turn up. You feel me? When that motherfucking hook say, Lamborghini Mercy. And all you see is chicks out on the motherfucking floor, bouncing around, saying the words with their mouth, Lamborghini Mercy, they point at each other. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty. They fucking love the hook.
That's from a production standpoint. That's a production
That's still a hook. That's still a lyric. The hook is still a lyric, though. It's a sample, but it's a lyric.
You got to also think about it, though. Okay, let's say he went in the studio. He said, you know, when they go in the studio, they say, Lamborghini Mercy, yo, chick, she's so thirsty. I'm in the two-seater with the, you know, Lamborghini, whatever. I don't know the whole chorus because I'm not really into the song. I'm really into more of the verses as opposed to the hook because, like I said, I'm an artist, so, and you're an artist, you know what I'm saying? But I'm more into the verses, which I say Pusha T had the hardest verse on that joint. But that's from my standpoint. You know, it could be somebody else could have said somebody else had it, but I think Pusha T had the hardest verse on that. And so that's what I listen to. You know what
right.
I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, most people get to that. Lamborghini, Mercedes. Yo, she's so thirsty. When you go in there, it's said like that. But the production, the producer goes back in, okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Lambo, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, then. So, I mean, but you know it's the hook. Name your, what's the hottest song this year to you? What's the hottest song this year?
To me?
Yeah.
The hottest song to me this year. I'm really not into too many of the songs that's out this year. I mean, we're talking about the mainstream songs I'm not really into. I like underground songs.
Okay, but
I like that Bangladesh Pusha T and
we can't use
kids at 100, 100, 100, 100. You know who I keep at 100, 100, 100, 100. And then I'm into like a lot of Sci High the Prince too. He's down like motherfucker to me too. So,
but we can't use those because no one knows who the fuck they are really. So I'm saying, that, you know, I'm talking about like when you hear like right now, I can honestly say in 2012 that Cash Out has been the hottest song. The song that's played.
Cash Out. Yeah, that's true.
Sick. You know what I'm saying? The point, it just makes me fucking sick to hit a record at this point. I cannot take
it's,
the record.
It's kind of bad, though. You're right. It's kind of bad because it got me, too, though. I even work around 36 or something. I ride with that Nina.
Never do that.
I mean, I know the whole chorus. It's bad.
I know the whole chorus.
I don't know what the fuck he'd be saying during the verses. I know a couple of catchphrases, but I don't know.
Yeah. My whole thing is this, man. I just feel like people always are quick to say it's the beat, but I really seriously beg to differ, bro. I beg to differ. I think it really is the hook of a song that people love the most, and the hook is a lyric. I can show you time and time again, and after artist.
I think it's both, because
make the song, but I'm talking about for argument's sake. For argument's sake, we know it's both. You got to have them both for a hot record. But I'm saying, for argument's sake, people always want. That's why producers get more money. See, the thing is, this is my thing. Let me get to the whole point I'm trying to get here, so I can stop the music. Okay. My whole point is, producers are held and revealed as more of a person of is a greater skill set. I guess you could say is a greater skill set, and producers.
That's true.
Up front and on the back end. You got to pay for a nigga track, and he wants some of the publishing on the beat. You feel what I'm saying?
Even artists
who wrote the song, especially in hip-hop, they write their own shit, hopefully. They write their own shit. Well, not all the time, of course, we know, but hopefully. They write their own shit. Not only do they – now, because once the producer makes the beat, he's done. His work is done. Once his mix is done. But the rapper has to still go out and execute the word time and time again, show after motherfucking show, all the fucking time. He still has to execute the wordplay. So I feel that lyricism and the writing of songs has been getting slighted over the years. Even the dumb fuck songs I fucking hate. Even the songs I hate. I hate the worker Laffy Taffy. That is the worst, one of my top five worst records ever.
Yeah, it is.
That song was played so fucking much, but it's not the beat that I feel that everybody just, even though people say, man, you remember, they were snapping to that. It was the beat. It was like, dun, 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 dun. It was like, they were dancing to that, but at the same time.
That's what me to it, though. The lyrics were real dumb. I hated the chorus. I ain't gonna lie to you. I could stand it.
What everybody knew, though.
Everybody knew the chorus, right? You right? Like I said, I can't argue with you about that. That's 110% true.
That's what I'm trying to say, man. I think people have really been sliding the writing of songs over the years and giving not too much credence to the producers, because that's important, but just not enough credence to the lyricism of music, especially in hip hop. It's just tragic.
That's all I'm saying. I'm one of those people too. You know, at the same time, okay. You know, but I mean. Even though I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying, and my cousin is an artist, and everybody come up with catchy things or whatever, but I feel that it's the beat that drives it. You know what I'm saying? Like the hook, the hook is catchy, but without that beat, let's say Laffy Taffy, right? You put Laffy Taffy on another beat. Let's say, for instance, a beat that kind of goes with the same pattern, but it don't have that same snappy catch.
Doesn't
make people snap and move and glide. It wouldn't be the same.
The beat, though. It don't work. You have to, once the song's been made, I'm just, and I know I'm telling you to separate it at the same time I'm telling you can't separate it. I understand what,
right.
I know that's crazy, but I'm trying to tell you that for the purposes of what I'm talking about for the show, people really are hooked on hooks. That's why it's called the hook.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I'm saying that's why it's called the hook. People don't hook. That's why it's called the hook.
Put it like this, like Bag of Money, right? Okay, you know what happened with Bag of Money, right? You in artistry like that. You, me and you, we on the same page on that. Okay, Bag of Money. You know what I'm saying? My chick looked like a bag of money. That was done on a totally different beat, right? It was done on a totally different beat on a mixtape. That was on Rick Ross mixtape, right?
Okay,
now when it got brought to, you know, the new mixtape, the MMG joint, they changed it around. They changed the beat and they put T-Pain on the hook. You know what I'm saying? The ad-lib, what he was saying. And that made the song, you know, commercial-esque or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It made it commercial-esque to bring out.
And what did T-Pain do on the hook? Did he say a word?
No, he didn't change it. My chick.
No, did he?
bag of money,
you know, T-Pain changed it, but T-Pain is doing what? He's saying words. He is. It's the lyrics.
Yeah, he ad libbing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not competing against you at all. I'm actually agreeing with you, but I think that the production has something to do with it too. That's
okay.
All I'm saying. I think it coexists. You know what I'm saying? It coexists. Together. I don't think it's just
together.
One
thing. How do producers make so much more and are so much more respected than the people who write the song if it's together? That's my point. Do you
I
see
mean,
my point?
Because, yeah, you're right. Like,
all
right.
Then. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. All right, thank you.
All right, Liz, man. You're right, man. You're right.
Bro, that's all I wanted you to say. You know what I'm saying? That's
you're
all
right.
I wanted to say. All right, stand by. 269 Michigan girl, what's up, babe?
What's going on?
We're calling the show. Episode 361. 832, you on deck. I got you up next. The homie Noonan Jr. going to say something else, too. I guess he's hitting number one again. So I'm going to get back to homie Noonan Jr. And 832, you on deck after Michigan girl right here. I'm glad to have a female on the line because, frankly, let me start the music. None of you niggas' opinions matter. I like that. How you love that? Don't none of you. Don't none. Don't me. You pee standing up, nigga. You really don't fucking count in this discussion. You know why? Well, let me tell you. Because, nigga, the motherfuckers who pee sitting down are the ones that everybody really gives a fuck, like the song or not. Program directors, DJs, everybody knows that if the females ain't fucking with it in hip-hop, then no one's fucking with it. Why? Because hip-hop, again, is statistically, sadly, tied to the club. And if the motherfuckers in the club ain't moving, guess what? You ain't motherfucking doing shit in the club. Next record. So now let me ask the female right here. Beats by Wook, I got you, homie. You on deck, too. So what's up, Michigan girl? Okay, episode 360, we talk about lyrics versus production. First of all, I want to ask you, do you feel people gravitate most out of a song? The beat or the lyric? Okay. Who count as a lyric? Go ahead.
Me personally, lyrics. I prefer lyrics over the beat.
No. I know you prefer lyrics over the beat, but what do you think other people are into the most? And the hook count as a lyric?
I think other people will, because they don't consider the hook a lyric, they gonna say they...
It's not what they consider. It's what we know.
Know
the
I know,
is we,
but like when you in the club, everybody want to run to the dance floor. All the females want to run to the dance floor when they hear a certain beat. Now, once the song starts playing, and if they play it enough, then they know the hook or whatever. But 9 times out of 10, the beat is usually what gets them to the dance floor before the. Like, you can be in the club and you hear the first part. You don't hear no lyrics yet, but you hear the first part of the beat, and everybody's going to go to the dance floor because they know what's coming. And then, of course, they're going to get to the lyrics, but the beat gets them to the floor.
Going to the dance floor because they know their song coming on. And they know, you feel me? And again, we're tying hip-hop to the club like these motherfuckers joined the hip with a chain, goddamn. But... That's just song recognition.
Well, even in the car, you drive down the street, you see people rocking in their car.
But you see
they
them laughing.
They know the lyrics.
Pseudo. You only see chicks when you ride down the highway and shit. They be in their car bopping and bouncing, but they be mouthing the word at the same time, too. You never noticed that? I see it all the time. But it's like people.
I see it all the time, too. But I'm just telling you. I'm telling you. Like, if you ask them. They gonna say the beat. I'm telling you, me personally, lyric. But I'm telling you, if you ask most people, they gonna say the beat because they feel like the beat is that part of the song. The lyrics is like secondary. Like it's one and two. The beat is first, lyrics is secondary. But for me, it's opposite.
Okay.
But I mean, like I was talking to somebody at work when I saw you posted the thing. And first thing out their mouth, it when there was another female. First thing out her mouth, oh, the beat. And I'm like, what about the lyrics? I'm like, you were singing the lyrics. She was like, yeah, but still, the beat is what get me in. The beat gets me drawn in, and then I learn the lyrics.
Okay, I can see that point right there. With females in the club, the beat sucks them in, and then they learn the lyrics. Maybe, but I still say, I bet you more women if you say, if you could just get a woman, right? Just get the average person. And you play the beat for Cash Out. And you just play a beat, nothing else. You hear it. You know what I'm saying? But then you say, you know the song. Like when somebody's trying to describe a song, they be like, you know the song. They don't go, the beat go, dun, 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 dun. They don't say that. They say, no, you know the song. The song go, ride around smoking on Keisha. When they trying to describe some shit. Now I know everybody can't make
a fuck. And I hate that song.
But I'm just sick of the song. You know what I'm saying? Do I hate it? I don't even. I'm just sick of it. That's the point with Cash Out.
I just don't like that song.
I just can't take it anymore. It's one of the ones where they just.
I'm saying, personally, I just don't like it.
You know what I'm saying? I feel you, but I just say it. That's the record. That's my. I'm fucking sick of it for the 2012 because they played it ridiculously too much. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they made people stop liking it at one point because people was like, God damn. Again, the song, you know what I'm saying? They just overkilled it. Which should happen.
They never made me like it.
Right. But I just feel like, and I'm going to get ready to go because I got so many people on the phone lines now. I just feel like I'm going to move on and move quicker. But I just feel like, man, people are, and again, back to my original point of the discussion, if we got so many people saying, well, it's both. Well, if it's fucking both, if the hook is just important as the beat, why the fuck producers make way, way, way more money? Why do producers make so much more money? If the fucking hook is just as important, because everybody's saying, well, really, dog, it's both of them. It's like equal. You know, you got to have that hook to match that beat. Okay, well, nigga, why the fuck do producers make 10 times more money than the motherfucker who wrote the hook? Why? That's all I'm saying.
To make a great song, not an okay song, not a one-hit wonder song, but to make a great song, you do need both. You need the lyrics and the beat. But we all know there's not a lot of great songs out there. So you take a good beat and then you put something catchy with it, or I think as Nooney said, something simple with it, and then it just blows up because it has a beat. And then you put something catchy or something simple or whatever with it, and it's lyrics, but if the way the artists say it or whatever, it rides the beat right or whatever, however it goes, and then there you have it. But that doesn't make it a great song. I do think for it to be a great song, you have to have both. But what's happening is you getting good beats with okay lyrics or something just catchy, or the way the artist flows on the beat, it makes it good enough where everybody wanted, oh, that's the shit, oh, that's my jam or whatever, but it's not lyrical to me. A lot of the songs out now are not lyrical, period.
Oh, we know that. That's just a fact. By the way,
they just catch you.
By the way, my favorite song of the year, ladies and gentlemen, is without a doubt, as much as I just want to kill myself before I even say it. It's a fucking Young Money, cat, a fucking Young Money DJ Khaled song. I don't know how. But the fucking, my favorite song, yeah, but the new Scarface and Nas song is, I can't even stop playing it. Okay, let me go to the next one.
Oh, yeah, that's how, you know, Scarface always been.
I can't stop playing that fucking record. All right, let me get to the next person. 832, I got 832, I got Beast by Wolf, 317 on the line, coming to everybody real quick. 832-606, what's popping? Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, what up, though?
Hi. How you doing?
How you doing? What's happening? Who's this?
Lexi Pooh.
Oh, what's happening? I thought I recognized that number, but I ain't seen the motherfucker in a year.
How you doing?
What's happening with you? What's going on?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Well, I hope everything's been good with you. I haven't heard from you so long. Everything great?
Everything's good.
All right, then. Let's get into it. Hey, Nooney Jr., you know how you say sometimes people don't ever talk on your post until you tag me on the post? Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello?
Nooney Jr., I had to open the line because I said that. This is one of those moments right here.
Right? Hello.
Okay, stand by. Lexi Pooh, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's get into it. Okay, episode 361. Production.
Nigga,
order.
I'm still on the phone.
Of course you are. Absolutely.
You heard him. Okay, this is my time. Okay.
So here we are. We're back at it. What do you think personally? What do you think?
Oh my God. Personally, I'm gonna say the beat. I mean, don't get me wrong. As a woman, especially when it's a love song, we be into them words. But I'm going to say a beat because a beat to me, I'm not a producer. I don't make music. I don't rap or anything like that. But to me, the beats are a little bit more timeless. And that's probably why they make more money. Because you hear the same. If someone makes a number one beat, you're going to hear people remake it and remake it. It don't matter what they're saying. But if it's a good beat, it'll be used from 30 years ago, and it'll be used within the next 30 years. So I'm going to go with the beat.
That's because, okay, you know what? I'm going to concede one point that you just made. I'll give you this. You can make that argument simply because in the era of hip-hop, it's been proven that you can sample a classic song. You feel me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the song that Puffin and you? All right. That song.
And he took that from Diana Ross.
That one, or the beat from the one that Pop used for Hit 'Em Up, and then Young Money used again. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That particular beat. You got some beats that are timeless, whatever. But however, what I will argue with you is this. As much as you say that, you can name that. There are some hooks and lyrics to words that are equally, if not more, timeless. You feel what I'm saying? There are some words, some songs. It depends on what your favorite genre is. I feel like when it comes to R&B, and this is where the women come in, I can't even see it being a fucking argument when it comes to R&B that the words are the most important, because the words make words break up households.
With
fucking that R&B shit. Motherfucking women start listening to what them fucking niggas be saying and R&B and shit, and start wanting to goddamn ask you where the fuck you been. That shit will break up a home. You a motherfucker listen to an R&B song and literally
talk
words to your life.
That's true, Blizzum. That's true. But I have to agree with Alvina on this one. It's like a book. If the cover isn't interesting, you're not going to open it up. Like many songs, Alicia Keys, like it always starts off real catchy, and he was like, damn. And then once it has your attention, then you're going to listen to what they're saying. I'm not saying the lyrics aren't important, but that beat is what gets you. If the beat is whack, I don't care what you're saying. You could be talking about what I'm not going to want to listen to it. I might have to be sitting in a room where I'm forced to listen to it, and then I'm like, okay, that sounds good. But I skip through music real quick. So if it's not something that just catches me, I'm not going to waste my time to listen to it unless my best friend is playing it, and I'm kind of forced to listen to it. It's one of those things. You know, I have to say the beat. That's my opinion.
So when you get to the beat and once the beat catches you in and you love and you learn the song, and once the beat catches you in and you learn that song and you really love what they're saying, which one becomes the best then after the beat does catch you? Let's say the beat is what catch people, but what people really feel the most, I feel like the beat is what catch you, because you rarely hear a song start off with a lyric anyway. So the first thing that you hear in a song is a track 90% of the time. Most people don't start a song off with an acapella like that anyway. So, of course, the beat is the first thing that you hear. But once that beat pull you in and you learn that hook and Tyrese starts saying, baby, won't you just stay, damn it.
That's why you're out.
You want that fucking nigga to stay. Fuck that shit. You want that nigga to goddamn nigga stop. Stay, nigga.
But you know what? That may be true.
That's the point.
That may be true now, but I know when I was younger, like, I can't remember half the stuff Lil Wayne saying, half the people mumble stuff. I used to say the lyrics, and the lyrics weren't even right. Like, whoop that is. I didn't care what it was saying, but the beat was there, man.
Stop. Look how you just described a song.
But that's all you know. I don't know anything else the song says. It's a lot of songs. I don't even understand what the rappers are saying. Waka Flocka is hot as hell, but I can't tell you one thing he say other than Waka Flocka.
You know
the beat. I really know half the stuff. Lil Wayne mumble. It just to me, and honestly, I'm gonna be honest with you. When someone talks too much in the song, I like to hear people get straight to the point. And I overheard this. I was watching a documentary on country music artists, and I know the girl Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know she's.
Oh shit, we lost Lexi Poo. Damn it. Here, tell her to get Nooney Jr.'s phone.
Yo, what's up?
Give her your phone. She dropped off.
Hold on real quick. Before I give it to her, Blizzard, I got something to say to you, Nick.
Oh,
before, hey. Now,
yes.
I like lyrics, Blizzard.
I know you do.
So before anybody get me Mr. Screwed on what the fuck I said, what I'm telling you is that, and it's not just the 12-year-olds, if you come with a whack-ass beat and you got the best lyrics or the catchiest lyrics, it does not matter. You will not win. You will not win. You will not get hurt. It will turn your shit off. And I don't care about the people that are 35. They will turn your shit off. If you got a bullshit-ass beat, now you ask which one more important, which one knocked the door down, now I will concede with you. The beat catches them, and the lyrics is what makes it great, like Alvina said. But I heard you say Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy, I understand that. But they couldn't make that hook without that bullshit-ass beat. That, like you can't get on that same beat and say, you know how you got shot in Afghanistan and how, you know, your daddy was a crackhead and your mama was a heroin addict. It won't work. You have to match around the beat no matter what you do. The beat don't have to match around you. You understand? And unless you're going to be just an artist that is unorthodox and different. But what I'm telling you, Blizzom, I don't think people are brainwashed. And if people are brainwashed, everybody's brainwashed about something. That's a whole nother episode. but what I'm telling you is, if you have a whack-ass beat or a beat that don't match your flow, like a lot of people say it's both, and it is both. But like she said, I done heard the DJ break a song for the first time. And if the beat is bumping, like old boy from 732 said, the mastering, the mixing,
mm-hmm.
and the
right.
beat is bumping, that make, like down here in Houston, Texas, the city that got 6.9 million people in the metropolitan
right.
area, they dance to your beat if it's tight. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what label you signed to or what label you ain't signed to. If your beat is jamming, they are going to toot it up and throw it back. And that's how it is in New Orleans. That's how it is in a lot of places. Jacksonville is the same exact way. I know. I used to be there. Well, I'm telling you, if the beat is bullshit, it don't matter what the fuck you saying. You can put that Laffy Taffy hook on a bullshit beat that don't sound good, no good, no.
Like it was.
No, I mean, and I'm not saying that I like that beat. I'm not saying I would choose that beat for my project. But what I'm saying, that beat met the requirements and expectations of club goers worldwide. When that song came out, I was in another country. And motherfuckers in China and Japan was on that shit. You feel me?
Tragic.
That's all I'm saying, Blizzard. You are biased, and you are biased. You are biased.
I'm biased.
You are. You have to be. Listen, Blizzard. You keep talking about cashing out, but if that same Keisha shit would have been on Laffy Taffy beat, that shit would have sounded terrible.
Maybe. It still might have got.
No, most definitely. Now, here go Lexi Poo. You better tell Blizzard that my dick is big. Who in this bitch? Tell the whole K100 audience. Hey, Blizzard, hold on. Hold on, Blizzard. Hey, I'm out this bitch. Hold on.
Hello.
Well.
Okay, but this is all I'm going to say. This is my last point.
Okay.
You ever heard a song like, I'm going to use J-Lo as an example. Before J-Lo, she had the same lyrics. Before she got with Puff Daddy and he remixed her songs, they were whack. And then once he put them on more R&B, hip-hop beats, she used the same lyrics on the six on that album. I think that was the name of it. And they were hot. All he did was change the beat, use her same lyrics, and everybody was bumping her music. So that, to me, is proof that it's not necessarily what she was saying, because she was saying the same thing she was saying on her other albums. It was the beat, because if he wouldn't put her on the beat, she would have never been a number one selling artist.
Y'all
so that's just my – you got to agree with that, because she used
I'm going to concede for the record that the beat is what may pull people in. But once
oh, God, let me close the door.
I'm out.
Hey, out. That was you.
Hey, tell Blizzard
Y'all gotta do this in the after show.
Producers getting paid more money.
But no, but listen, I do have a question, though. I really do have a question to ask you.
Why does LeBron James get paid more than a high school teacher?
Okay, Blizzard.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I do have a question to ask you real quick, though.
Go ahead.
Now, when you say lyrical content, do you mean good lyrics or bad lyrics, or you just mean the lyrics, period?
All I mean is the lyrics of a song consist of the hook, the verse, the break, everything that is being spoken by a person, even if it's a sample, okay? Even if it's a sample from another song, it's a lyric. It's something that's being used as a word. It's the word. It's what people can repeat out of their mouth, all right? So
it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You just mean lyrics, whatever the song is talking about.
When a song becomes a hit or whatever, even if it is the beat that made the club play and that's why people like it, at the end of the day, before it's all said and done, people will be familiar with that word. The word is what makes them connect with artists. The word, when people say, man, I feel this nigga Pac, or I feel this nigga Biggie, or I feel this nigga Scarface, or I feel this nigga Zero, or whatever, they feeling them niggas because they feeling what they saying to them niggas. Niggas can say what they want to say, but take an artist like Jeezy. When Jeezy hit the streets, Jeezy took over the streets because niggas said, I fuck with Jeezy because he represented for the streets. I feel this nigga. Yeah, they like the beats and everything, but what everybody was walking around here doing was beatboxing, the beat niggas. Everybody was walking around here saying, yeah, nigga, trap or die, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's that slogan, it's that word, it's that movement.
Well, that's true. That's really true. I must say, underground, that's really true. But most of the mainstream artists, they're not talking about a damn thing. So it can't be the lyrics. It has to be the beat. But a lot of the real good artists who are actually talking about something, once they go mainstream, their music changes, or they never make it to mainstream because everything is cotton candy popcorn music. So clearly that's what people are buying, and the proof of it is in the album sales. So if people are buying this trash music...
The fucking white boy sold 30 million more records than everybody else, and he's all about lyrics. So I don't want to hear that.
The black music obviously is different, because the music that I listen to, they're not talking about anything, but it's number one.
The fucking white boy... Eminem sold more records than everybody, and his whole career is predicated on lyrics. Period. So,
that's one in a million, though. That's Eminem. But you listen to Lil Wayne, you listen to Nicki Minaj. I like Beyonce to death, but it's not really her music. The words is more of her performance. It's more of how she looks, and it's more of her vocal ability. But it really has nothing to do with what she's saying, because she's saying the same thing that everybody else said before her. So you can't say that. That's just Eminem. That's one. That's just one. But half everybody else, it's really not about that. It's the beat. I think it's the beat. Even if not black. Look, how are you talking to
me? I might. All right. Let me get to this.
They wasn't even paying
attention to him.
I like you.
Okay, stand by.
All right. Listen, you're right.
317.
Don't do that. Don't touch that. 317.
Hello?
Hello?
317.
What's up?
Kelsey Nicole.
What up?
What's happening? Back to the music. Let me get my background. Beats by Wook is up next. Welcome everybody to the show. Episode 361, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Check out ChainlessEntertainment.com. All right. Subscribe to our podcast. Also, I'm blogging now on IXHipHop.com. That's IXHipHop.com. K100 now is also an official blog spot over there at IXHipHop.com. Y'all check that out. Y'all see me tweeting that or Facebooking that. Go check it out and leave a comment. Okay, so let's get into it. Kelsey Nicole, who is also, by the way, an artist, R&B singer herself. All right. Let's go ahead and see what Kelsey Nicole, what do you have to say about the subject? I'm not even going to ask you a question. Just go ahead and give your input so we can get to all the callers.
I have to say that, I'm about lyrics. I'm all about lyrics. Anything I listen to, if somebody asks me to check their stuff out, I don't really pay much attention to the beat. I mean, it's what captures you. It's what gets you moving. But I think the lyrics is what make people fall in love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm also a songwriter. I'm a growing writer, so I'm constantly, you know, trying to perfect my craft, studying, learning different things. And I know that, you know, the writers are the real superstars. I honestly feel that way. Like, without us, you know, there would be no real true music. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the beat is cool, and the lyrics by themselves can't survive, and the beat by itself can't survive. But I feel like they do go hand in hand. They have to marry. They have to mold to make a great, you know what I'm saying, production, a great song, a great record, but you know, I'm all about lyrics personally. But I do, and you know, in some ways, feel like they go hand in hand. So.
Okay, now I feel I will concede totally that at the end of the day, a great song will have to have a great both. You have to have great lyrics and a great beat for me to call your song great. But for a song to blow up, especially in hip hop, you don't really need great lyrics for a song to be profitable and blow up when it comes to hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Unfortunately.
You know, very unfortunately. We've been shown this since late 90s. Actually earlier, you know what I'm saying? That's not even the point. I'm not even going to, because then I'm going to start a whole fucking another discussion. And people going to try and, I can't do it with them right now tonight. Because it got me, but this is the point, okay? I feel like for it to be a great song, to me, all right, it has to have the perfect blend of both. But
as
has been proven time and time again with hip hop, you can have one and not the other. And this is why I feel people always want to give not undue credit to the producer, but not enough credit to the writing side, to the authors and to the writers and to the lyricists, because it's just, especially with hip hop, it's just, I can understand why. I know why, because you got so many examples of fucking nobody saying shit, but the beat is hot, so they dancing to
right.
it. Since they're dancing to it in the club, that means it gets played on the radio. Well, since it gets played on the radio, it's considered profitable because people like it and people know it. And so it gets skewed. It gets skewed. It makes it seem like producers are more important than the writers and the artists. And to me, I just totally don't agree with that. And I'm a fucking producer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I produce.
Right.
It's not like, because I think a lot of people know I rap. Everybody know I rap. But not too many people know that I'm a producer. When I just dropped my new song and I put in parentheses produced by Blizzom, this motherfucker that's been knowing me since K100 started, like, nigga, I ain't know you do beats. Oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I do them both. So I feel like if people like me, and even Nooney Jr. does them both too, though. That's why I let Nooney Jr. talk a lot tonight, because I know Nooney makes beats too. You feel what I'm saying? But I also know he's an artist too, and I know he does club promotions. You feel me? So he's looking at it from a lot of different angles. I do beats, and I rap, and I do internet radio broadcasts. So I feel like I can, you know, talk and give my opinion. It's not that I'm trying to slight producers at all. I just feel like writers are not, and it's, maybe it's the people. Maybe it's true. You know, the first thing you hear is the beat. So yes, the beat does have to suck you in. But what you will take away from, and what will make you love an artist to the point of buying the song, okay? What will make you dance to their shit in the club, but what will make you go out and buy that motherfucking song? What's gonna make you click download now for 99 cents on iTunes is what the fuck they say.
They saying, yeah.
And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Nobody's gonna make me.
I agree.
Not gonna change my mind. I don't really give
I
a
agree.
Shit. Who the fuck come on here and say what? At the end of the fucking day. When they click buy, when they go to that motherfucking CD store and swipe that card, motherfucker, you better have them said some shit to them to make them feel you enough to buy your shit. They don't buy Adele for the beat. They didn't buy Eminem for the beat. It was part of it, but felt that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? They felt what he was saying. He touched their soul. Them words touch your soul. I'm gonna fuck. The fucking beat could touch your feet, but them words touch your soul. I'm going to fuck with nobody. That's just not up for debate for me. All right, now. That's just my opinion, though. So you can debate me, but at the end of the day, I'm going to fall back and say, nigga, I don't give a fuck what you say. At the end of the day, this is what I'm feel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because people are saying, Blizzard, you biased because you're an artist. Nigga, I've been a producer. I was an artist longer, but I've been a producer for a long time. I've sold tracks. I've got production credits on other people's stuff. So I take my production seriously, even though it's not my number one grind. I still take it very seriously. And I know how tedious it is to get a track, track it out, mix it, make sure it's tight, make sure it's in the pocket. You know what I'm saying? I understand all that. So I'm sitting from the seat like, yeah, I understand you. I understand the producer. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know how long it took me to write this motherfucking shit, too.
Right.
And I know
get it all the way together.
Right. And I know when motherfuckers see me up and they say, nigga, Blizzard, man, nigga, when you said this, this, and this, nigga, I felt that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I can't just sit here and just dismiss it and say, yeah, it's all about the beat. Maybe the beat is what sucked you in. Maybe the beat is what pulled you in. True indeed.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to sell that motherfucking song to that person if they don't feel what the fuck you said.
Right.
They may dance to it in the club, nigga, but they ain't finna give you 99 cents for what they dancing to in the club, nigga. They gonna give you 99 cents or that 10.99 because they felt what the fuck you said.
Right. This ain't no disco music no more. When it was all it was really playing was that beat and saying, you know, this little bit of words. It ain't disco no more. Like, the lyrics mean a whole lot, like you said. You know, the track will get them, you know, moving, but them lyrics is what's gonna make them fall in love. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Thank you for calling in to the show. What is... Can you please stop getting kicked off Twitter? Following you and refollowing you and following you. You can't tweet 1,000 tweets in 10 minutes, babe. Can't do it. They're not going to let you get away.
I just go ham. I go hard. I'm sorry. I'm going to calm down a little bit. So make sure y'all follow me because I have to start over. It's Kelsey now. Y'all follow me, please.
Lord have mercy. Stand by. Beats by Whoop. What's happening, homie? Beats by Whoop. Whoop! 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 Okay, Beats by Whoop ain't here. I'm gonna give it one more chance. He's been on the phone for him. Hey, Whoop! Hold on, let me try to see if it's me. Hold on. Beats by Whoop, what up, though? From Skype? No? Okay, next up. If you come back on the line, homie, make sure you hit the number one. 678-467, what's popping? Who's this?
What's happening, Blizzard? It's your boy, Mr. Pills from the ATL, man. Mr. Who Drinking, Who Smoking himself, man. What the business is?
Man, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, yes,
welcome,
sir.
Bro.
Yes, sir.
So, you heard the discussion, episode 361.
Yeah.
Welcome to 100 Radio. What do you think about it? Beats, I mean, production versus lyrics, man. Go ahead, shoot.
Like you say, they don't give, you know, basically... You know, as a songwriter, as an artist myself, you know what I'm saying, they don't give enough credit to the writer. Like you say, it's all about the beat, you know what I'm saying, but the writing is where it really happens, you feel what I'm saying? Because if you ain't saying nothing, why am I going to listen to you? Just, it's like that. I done heard a whole lot of folks on hot-ass beats that ain't saying nothing, you heard what I'm saying? And it didn't appeal to me. Yeah, it may appeal to a club just because it might be jumping, but at the end of the day, it's not like you're going to take this music into some corporation, and because as soon as they pop it in, they're going to take it out anyway. First 5 seconds, they ain't hearing nothing, no content. It's a wrap, you know what I'm saying? You can fold that shit up and just take it back out the door with you, you know what I'm saying? It's a shame that, you know, that we're not judged, you know, anymore as far as lyrical content, you know what I'm saying? But it's the, you know, the new generation that's coming up and been basically brainwashed as, like, they could be superstar freestylers or, you know, don't even have to really write, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, to get your publisher, you have to have something that you have written, you feel what I'm saying? So... It's like, you know what I'm saying, without the good writing, you know, the track means nothing. I could take a bullshit ass track, as long as I'm talking about something, and straight flip it and make it a hit, you feel me? So that's the way I look at it as a writer, you know what I'm saying? Because I seen both the best of both worlds, you know. I'm around it all day, every day, so it's like you say, it's a marriage. But at the end of the day, people really want to hear what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't no drug dealer, please don't be talking about you a drug dealer, pushing keys, etc. You know what I'm saying? Just be you. You know what I'm saying? You never know what kind of records you may sell. Because I ain't going to come out here and say something that I'm not. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it do come down to the writing. Because the writing really will get you paid. But, you know, production, like you say, they look at the production. We, as people, you know, we are always just thinking about which track is jumping, which track is, yeah, you know what I'm saying, off the chain. But, you know, and we're not thinking about the reality of music. Music goes back, you already know, forever in a day. And to sit here and say that beats, you know, say, take over a song is unheard of, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's the way I feel about it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So, yeah, for sure. For sure.
I feel like the thing about it is people are saying, well, you know, again, the lyrics to me, a beat can make a song popular, but mm-hmm. it doesn't become profitable until the words link up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like anybody can have a hot beat and have a number one song playing on the radio. You feel me? And you may get them royalty checks off radio spins, but everybody in the industry knows radio spins is pennies when they're paying it out. You feel me? You want them sales and them downloads. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Now, where a catchy, simple song can become profitable is if you start, you know, licensing it out. You know, if it becomes really hot, then I guess you could say if it's a simple beat or whatever, and you can start, if it becomes a popular radio song, you will make money off licensing it out, and it can get, you know, open up lanes and other avenues of revenue for you. But when it comes down to, like, what is profitable, what is the song worth? The words have to be classic, bro. The words have to be so memorable that people want to go give their hard-earned money to you and buy it. And this is probably pretty much a hip-hop thing, sadly, that you can have the number one single in the country and it not be a profitable song, per se. You know what I'm saying? It can be the most known song, but not necessarily the most profitable song. You know what I'm saying?
That's
to the point where you can go up and because all these DJs, first of all, let me make one thing clear. Every DJ in the country can be playing that song in the club, but that don't necessarily mean it's going to be profitable to the artist or the country per se until they start going out and performing it. And when they go out and perform it, they ain't going to go out there and just get on the stage and dance to the beat with you, nigga. They're going to have to say them words. The people want to see you go out there and say the words. And if every DJ in the country, with all them DJs, they ain't pay for that motherfucking song. It ain't like DJs paying 99 cents for that song. So if 100,000 DJs got that song, they motherfuckers got it for free from the DJ pool. They didn't pay for the record.
Yep.
So, you know, it's not like a great beat generate record sales. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. People, and everybody who I talk to tonight that's in the music industry know goddamn well I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm telling the truth about this particular point right here.
Yeah.
That's true. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not, you know, great beats don't equate record sales, great songs. And it can't be a great song without an equally great words on it. You know what I'm saying? You can have a great beat and some whack shit being said and get played in the club, and all of a sudden you got a nice little radio buzz or whatever. Then they're telling me that song's gonna be profitable. Unless you start talking about show money that the song is starting to generate for the artist, because everybody knows the song, and so now they can go get 10 racks a show or 20 racks a show or whatever. But when it comes down to selling them albums and shit like that right there, you're gonna have to touch the people with what you feel. Now, it don't necessarily mean you got to be spitting like Nas. You can be spitting some simple, plain shit like 2 Chainz or Jeezy, but make no mistake about it. They know the words. Whoever you touching, know the words. Whoever you touching,
know the words.
Know the hook. They know the hook, and they know the trick, and they know because you touching them. They gave you $10.99 for that CD, nigga. They know your words.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
They know
they
what
ain't going bootleg and shit.
Right.
They going.
You know
they going to buy that. They're going to the store for that one.
Right. So, you know, and some people might be like, Blizzum, you just living in the fantasy world, blah, 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 because now we're in the era of the single. We're in the era of people don't even really get deals no more. They get single deals and shit. This is how you have motherfuckers with the number one song in the country, and they don't have a record deal. A real record, they got a single deal. And niggas got the number one song in the country, but not the record deal, though. How many times you seen that over the last 5 or 6 years? It don't even fucking make no goddamn sense. So, you know.
You know.
There is. I ain't going to name no names.
Right,
everybody know what I'm talking about. All right. Stand by, homie. Thanks for calling to the show, all right?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to try Beats by Wolf one more time. We'll get to the 407. Beats by Wolf.
Yo, what up, Blizzard?
What up going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing.
Well, thanks for calling in the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, You're a producer, man. You know you're a producer. Go ahead and tell me what you feel about the subject, man. Episode 361, production versus lyrics. Go ahead.
Man, I could agree with everybody. You, Nooney Jr., what everybody said. But the big drum, man, but I got to agree. The lyrics are what make you timeless. You will be timeless for what you say, how you say it, how you deliver it. It got to be the lyrics. The beat will draw you in. It will open the door, but you got to be able to hold it with the lyrics.
So are you saying they equally important? Are you saying? Or one
you got to be able to hold them with the lyrics, man. I think the lyrics got it. I produce, yeah, uh-huh. The beat will draw them in, but man, if you ain't saying nothing, you can't hold their attention with the lyrics. You ain't gonna be timeless like that. It got to be the lyrics.
Yeah, I even feel like when people say, when people try to bring up songs like Cash Out, I'm like, yeah, you can say what you want to say. Maybe the verses or whatever is just, I can't even get into what the verses is to me on that record. But even the hook. But my point is, what I do know of the song, because I live in Atlanta and it's been fucking shoved down my throat, literally. You can't escape that record in Atlanta, Georgia. There's no escaping it. No escaping it, bro. You can't
escape it on XM Radio, man.
Yeah, you can't. No. If you was in Atlanta, Georgia, bro, you would understand the extreme. It's extreme here because this is he came out of here. You know what I'm saying? So
damn, they
played
more there. Shit, they played a lot out here.
Nah, bro, this shit. That's the one. And it's not that I hate his hustle or nothing. I respect his grind. But they played that one. That's the one. That's my one for the year that they played. So they got some other songs that they played a lot, and I was like, damn, again. But they played that one to the point where it made me not like it anymore. You know what I'm saying? Whereas first when they came out, I was like, it's not my thing. But yeah, I get why people like it. But now it's to the point as soon as it come on, as soon as I hear the beat, I turn the chasing. As soon as it drops, I'm turning it. I can't take it one more fucking time. Period. You know what I'm saying? Period. All right.
Yeah, I got you.
Not because I'm a hater, it's because that's just how much it was played. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's always going to be one or two songs per year that they make me do like, they do like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So anyway.
I say the lyrics, man, because when I say Lenny Wilkins, what you say, you don't say the beat of the song. What you say, it's the lyrics, man.
Is that one? That song?
Yeah. You don't say all that beat was tight.
I can't do it. I can't sing with shit. The point is this. I know that when that drops, I know that's the words, and that's him singing, and that's him singing from the soul. It ain't even, to me, bro, this shit ain't even no motherfucking discussion outside of rap.
The only thing that threw me off, to be honest.
Got an argument that we only, rap is the only genre niggas got to even argue about this shit over. Because you got so many whack-ass fucking words over tight tracks in this genre. Whereas any other, most of the time, it's pretty much, you know, it's without say. You know what I'm saying?
What threw me off is the way you titled it was production versus lyrics. And like, well, damn, if you're working with production, you got to deal with the lyrics. And maybe it should have been beat versus lyrics. Because maybe it's throwing some people off when you say production. Because when I say production, I'm working with the lyrics on that.
Because you understand that producing a track and making a beat is not the same. But I know that's too much though. I can't get that kind. That's a whole nother show. Because I'm gonna have a beat maker versus producer show. You should tune in for that one.
Okay.
Because a lot of these niggas around here calling themselves producers and they not. They just beat makers. I said that.
Yeah.
I said that out loud on the air. Some of you niggas are not producers because all you do is make a beat, but you don't know how to produce a whole entire track.
There's a difference.
Message. Okay, so Beats by Wolf.
Hey, yo, Blizzard, man, just in case you ain't made the connection, man, I enjoyed our little exchange earlier about the 20 year, man.
Man. Yeah, if I had time, I'd go back and forth with you for about 5 minutes, but I got somebody else wanting to talk, so I can't. But I'd go back and forth for 5 minutes on the air about that particular viewpoint. I said earlier on my Facebook page today, really quick, that I get sick of motherfucking people trying to tell people what to do when they in relationships, like, you know, like they just got all the answers and their relationship is fucked up or whatever. And I said, I'm not trying to hear no fucking advice from no motherfucker who ain't been mad, you know, at least been mad 20 years happily. And Wook seems to feel like, well, he only been married 10 years, but he felt like he can just tell me some good advice. And I said, well, you probably can say it, but I'm probably just going to halfway listen. He said that, nigga, I can still give you advice if, you know, my marriage is good. And I said, nigga, you ain't been married long enough. We had an exchange on Facebook about it. You can go check my wallet. Facebook.com. Go and look up Lism. Look up K100 Radio while you're at it and like the fan page, please. All right, let me get to the next call. But I can't. But if I had time, but I don't have time. So let me go to the next call. All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you. 407-209, what's popping? 404-516, you next. 407?
Hey,
yeah, that's you. What's happening, homie?
Oh, man, what's happening, Blizzard? This is Marley at Marley407.
What's going on, Marley? What's happening, man? At Marley407. Hit him up on Twitter.
Hey, man. I'm jumping in it late, but I think to be completely honest and fair, I think it go hand in hand. You know, I've been in sessions with the beat where I've been working with people, and I see the beat is just so hard that sometimes the new cats, they'll give up because they know the beat is so hard. But then there's other songs that make you sit back and be like, I got to put my pen game to this. I got to come hard so the people feel me on this.
Uh-huh.
You feel me? I think it really go for what you're aiming for. If you're aiming for it to touch their souls, it's all in the words. If you if you're aiming to make the club hot, you know what I'm saying, to get certain spins or get in certain areas, then the artist is going to pick the beat over the words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think it depends on what the artist is aiming for, and, you know, it starts with them.
Okay.
And what they choose about it. You feel me?
So, but what about the general public? Do you think the general public is Do you think the general public, you know, not outside of us artists and producers and stuff, do you think the general public is more cares more about the beat or the words? And I will say that the beat is going to be what, quote unquote, hook them in, because everybody hears the beat first. The beat is the first thing they drop 90% of the time. Sometimes a nigga may come out and drop an acapella and then drop the beat after that. But what I'm saying is, the beat may be what make people pull them in, but they feel the record and they connect with the words, is what I'm saying. So, but what do you think about that? Do you think people care more about the beat of a song or the words? Or if they equal, because if they equal, if you say they equal, well then why do producers make way more money than artists for the same amount of, you know?
Ooh, I don't know. You're posing a lot. I think for the people, why I think after a while they gravitate towards the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I really feel like in the beginning, the people, because all what they hear first from an artist is that beat that comes on, them talking intro, what up. For an artist to keep his fans, he got to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Because after a while, I don't want to say names. I don't know if y'all do that on here. But after a while, people going to be like, that nigga ain't talking about nothing.
Right.
You tune them out. Even if the beat is how you start tuning them out, because he ain't saying nothing. But in the beginning, yeah. In the beginning, I think it's the other way around, though.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I think when people first break out and it's a new beat, and if it's a club song and if it's a club banger and the DJ's banging it in your fucking ear and the radio playing it because the club fucking in bed with the radio sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I think that people will be like, yeah, when it first pop off. But when that album drop and that motherfucker go wood.
Yeah. Yeah, when that album drop and it don't do too good, but I think that's a whole other subject though, because artists, people don't connect with artists nowadays anyways. You know what I'm saying? It's all because as soon as somebody drops, it's another cat just like them 2 weeks later.
Yeah, but they connect with the great artists, is what I'm saying. You feel me?
But all the great artists are what? 10 years in the game though.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You got some new great ones.
I feel like you got some new great ones who connect with artists, and you know what I'm saying? Even though a connection with an artist don't guarantee a record sale, I think it guarantees longevity in your career.
Yeah, it definitely does, but like from Jay-Z, I'm expecting to hear something. From somebody else, I need that beat to be hard too.
Right.
But that's what I come to expect. Even if Jay-Z's on a hard-ass beat, I know the song going to be twice as hard, because he's going to say some shit that's going to make you sit back and be like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And that's just how it is.
All right. I feel you. Well, I got one more caller, man. And I only got 5 minutes left, so let me go to the next caller. Thanks for calling into the show. Thanks for supporting the show, homie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. And I got mad respect for the homie right there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you hit him up, man, because, you know what I'm saying, he is totally unlike a lot of the artists who call into my show, who participate in the show. We play this song on Illa Kill, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he's like, you know, the vote came out, it don't even matter. He's like, shit, I'm fucking with the show, man. I like the platform, no matter what happened on Illa Kill or whatever. And he's calling back on the show again. Some motherfuckers go on Illa Kill, and if shit don't go right on Illa Kill, or they like, fuck K100. And they tune it out, or they bad-mouth it or whatever, just because, you know what I'm saying, something happened on Illa Kill. I'm like, to me, that's just completely, you just completely just don't get it at all whatsoever. So big ups to people who get it. Shouts out to the homies. Last one, 404-516. What up, though?
What up, big dog? What's going on with you, bro?
What's happening? Who this? AK?
Yeah, man. What's going on, bro?
Shouts out to the homie, man. What happening, man? What up?
Can't call it, man. Caught the last scene of the show, man, to kind of tie it up. But I think what I caught, man, you were trying to ask about what's better, the producers or the list.
Well, which one do you think is more important as far as the song goes? Like, not you personally, but what do you think people in general gravitate to more? Do they gravitate more to the beat or to the words once they understand and know what the words are? You know what I'm saying? I already said that the beat may be what suck them in, because you got to have a good beat to suck them in. But once people get familiar with the words, I feel like they are connected more with the words. And at the end of the day, the words are more important. Maybe the beat is what makes you notice the song, but the words are, to me, what really makes you connect with an artist. But what do you think?
Yeah, I actually think, man, like, the beat is what's going to get the audience, right? But then once they hear the words, man, it depends on what kind of substance the words have, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, if somebody on there talking some jibber-jabber shit or really ain't making no sense over certain things, or just trying to make a dance song, that ain't nothing they're going to lead me on to make me say, okay, when I wake up the next morning, do I want to hear this song? Or do I want to hear this beat? You know what I'm saying? It's different. Like, sometimes it's really like the producers, man, because a lot of these artists out here nowadays, they ain't really saying too much in there, man. It ain't like back in the old school, man, when you heard a song, man, you may heard something and it seemed like it motivates you to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of this goddamn shit, soon I hear the beat. One thing I can always remember the beat that Last P made, like Break 'Em All song.
Uh-huh.
That song?
Yeah.
That beat there? Yeah, I remember the beat. I remember the words. But nowadays, when I think about it, like if I'm here, like, when you turn the radio station, most times you're hearing, like, shit, what, 2 Chainz, you're hearing Drake, you're hearing Lil Wayne. But then you ain't no substance from none of these guys. You ain't the same thing. You about going to a club, about going to spend your last dollar, about trying to trick off on the ball, trying to be better than the next man. But that same token shit, what am I going to do when I go home? You know what I'm saying? What can I go from? You know what I'm saying? You ain't hearing like your music, right? I still listen to that ain't no shit when I'm be by myself. You know why? Because most folks can't respect good music. And I don't want to get around no negative people that can't respect good music. But everybody want to hear what they hear. But it is, it's these producers and the radio station is feeding the generation. And the bad part about it is the generation is sitting there and here you go. All the good stuff you need, you ain't hearing it. So it kind of like outweighs itself. Like, what should I give? Like, if you're an artist, like, what should I give? Should I give something that means something to somebody? Or should I give something that's going to put dollars in my pocket? Now, if I get dollars in my pocket, what am I leaving the next man? You know what I'm saying? Or what am I leaving my kids? What am I leaving my cousins, my family to know me at, instead of me selling out trying to make a good record? Could I sell out and make some good music? You know what I'm saying? Like, if it be my last word, I don't want my last word to be talking about no strip club. You feel me?
Right. Well, that discussion right there is so much bigger than what I have time for, because I only got 90 seconds. But I feel what you're saying. But that discussion right there is just, that's a whole nother show, because I could do a whole show on should you, what should you, as artists, you know, what should your lyrics mean something, or, you know, should your lyrics mirror your life, or is it okay to just fake it till you make it? You know what I'm saying? Which, as we well know, a whole bunch of artists have done, and they've made well for themselves. They faked it until they made it, and now they made it when it makes sense. Did it did that pay off? They faked it till they made it, then they made it. But then was that the right? Looking from their point, they're gonna say, yeah, that was the right thing to do because I made it now and I made it off that. But then again, was it? I don't know. But that, and that's a whole nother show. But what I will say at the end of the show, but we're getting ready to get up out of here. We got to get ready to go because I only got a couple seconds
left. Hey, one time, man. Let me send a shout out, man, to my dog, Big Swole, man. You know, his birthday tomorrow, man. Change Entertainment forever, big dog. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And once again, I'm going to try to listen, man. One thing you need to know, man, your show needs to be like on a syndicated radio station, man. I hate to catch you on the internet and have to call in for the phone, man, but you need to just really be on the radio station, so I'm vouching for that. So
but then I can't do shit like this on the radio. Thanks for calling in, homie. Let me get ready to get up out of here, man. All right, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
All right, so, of course, we're getting ready to go. If you listen to me on the internet, they're probably finna cut this feed off in 0.3 seconds. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody that's on the phone lines and everybody listening to this as a replay on the podcast and iTunes, Change Entertainment, or however you're listening to the show after the fact, of course, you can hear everything that I'm about to say. I will end it with this, all right? I feel, once again, for the record, okay, that production is important. I know how long, I know production is a skill, but also writing is a skill. Writing, neither. Since I do both, I can honestly tell you that neither is more difficult than the other. When you get a hot track, when the track is hot. Now everybody doesn't leave by these creators, but when you're an artist, a lot of these artists, maybe your favorite artist, when they get that track, they don't write that song in 30 minutes. Okay, they sit down, they marinate, they listen to it, they play it back, ride around, listen to it, get the feel of it. It's a process. Writing is a skill. You write something, you like it, you try it. Maybe it don't work, you have to start over from scratch, whatever. Both of them are skill sets, all right? And everybody can't do either one. Everybody can't come in here and crank up a machine and make a beat, and everybody can't write a hit record. You understand what I'm saying? And so I want people, especially when it comes to hip-hop, to understand that, yes, the beat is what gets played in the club. Yes, the beat is important. Yes, the beat's what gets the chicks to shaking their ass or whatever at the end of the day. But when you're talking about real music and what people are willing to pay for, and what they will remember for a long time, not when it gets played out next summer, to the point where they're like, psh, that shit was last summer, whatever. But when they hear it on the radio 10 years from now, and they just start reciting every word, and they get crunk up because they ain't heard this song in so damn long, this used to be their shit. When they want to pay $40 to go hear this artist rap this shit, when they want to pay $10 for that CD or 99 cents for that single, I think the words is what connect with them. When they say, I love Pac, they ain't say, I love that beat on Dear Mama. They didn't say, I love the beat on Keep Your Head Up. They say, I love Keep Your Head Up. Because he was talking to them, and he touched their soul. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. BlogTalkRadio.com/K100Radio. Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. for now. But we will be changing soon because my schedule is going to be changing soon. And I'll let you guys know when it is. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me at Blizzum. ChainlessEntertainment.com. The podcast. The blog on IXHipHop.com. The Facebook page. Hit us up and download my mobile app in the App Store. Just search Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I really appreciate it, man. Episode 361. Catch y'all later.